week we've been talking about culture, environment, things you want to be true that are valuable to you, and the places where you spend the most time. And the last one I want to highlight is wise flexibility. Proverbs 16:9 says, you know, a man can make all these plans, but it's the Lord who determines the steps. And the reason it's good to be flexible, well, there's a few reasons. One of them is that sometimes your original idea is not really the best idea. And you're going to learn that through experience. As time goes on and you start down that path, you're going to see, you know what, here's some upgrades. Here's some mid-course redirections. Also, you might have an idea and think it's the best idea, but other people come along and they start to speak into it. And there's really a lot of wisdom in what they're saying and improvements. And maybe you have some blind spots and fill in the blanks that they fill in for you. So that shapes it. And then also, God's going to intervene. And sometimes you're going to be going down a path and God's going to make it clear and say, no, that's not actually a direction I want you to take. And so it's important to be flexible. And as you listen to God and as the Spirit leads you and redirects you, you say, yes, I'll make that adjustment. You're not stuck to your ways and your pattern and your habit of doing things. So wise flexibility. It's going to be the greater win, but initially it's not going to feel good because we like to call the shots and we like to set up the whole plan and we like to follow it through and all the details that we think we want. But God and other people and life experience are going to come in and shape it, redirect it. Let's be flexible so that God has the final say.